الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. With regard to this ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that undoubtedly those people who bring iman, that is the correct iman and the demands of iman, all the details, everything, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do all the righteous deeds which are prescribed by Allah Ta'ala. So that is what is our side of the equation, what we have to do. For such people, Allah Ta'ala promises and declares, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا. For such people, Allah Ta'ala will make, that is in the near future, very soon, Allah will create for them, Rahman will create for them love. And the explanation of this comes that those people who fulfill this, they see today iman is correct, the amal is saliha are correct. That is what we have to do. We don't have to worry what's happening in the world, who is plotting against us, who is plotting against the Muslims. The real solution is this. As we heard also from the Kitab of Maulana Thanwi, the real solution is iman and amal is saliha. All what we have to do. Then Allah will do His part. But we don't do our part, and we say that Allah is not fulfilling His promise. Our iman is not in order. Our yaqeen is so weak. And then our amal is saliha, so weak. Our namazes are so weak. So that we have to do. And Allah promises. And that is that people who do this correctly, then Allah Ta'ala announces to Jibreel alayhi salam, I love so and so. You also love him. When Allah declares His love, everything has been achieved. Allah, the lover, He will protect you. He will give you barakat. He will give you goodness. Everything. Oh, it's only for Allah. When Allah loves us, then Jibreel alayhi salam loves that person. And he announces to all the malaika, Allah loves so and so. I love so and so. All of you also love him. And then his love now is increased so much that the whole creation starts loving him. And when everyone loves you, you're already in Jannat. Everyone, when they love you, they want to do everything for you. They fall at your feet. Everything, all your work, you don't have to do a thing anymore. You don't have to earn also. You don't have to do, everything is done for you. You are like in a beautiful garden. And now you don't have to go and get seeds to plant now. You must enjoy the garden now. You don't have to go and get implements to start digging, forks and spades and all that. You don't need tractors and or nothing. You are in the garden already. So to get there is iman and amal. But unfortunately, forget non-Muslims. Today, we who are call ourselves Muslims, it doesn't make sense to us also. Today, we think for ourselves, let me give up everything. And let me work on my iman and my amal. Let me see that it comes to that required level which Allah wants to. We'll say this person is out of his mind. He doesn't know what he's talking. We tell anyone or address ourselves also that all the problems that are happening, they are all from Allah's side. Then because of our bad actions. So let me correct my bad actions. Let me now leave everything, and this is my first farz, which is our first farz. Correct all our matters. Who will give up everything? Our iman is not on that words of Allah also. Right from the beginning of the Quran till the end, we haven't even got the understanding. How many of us, if we'll tell them that all what is happening in Palestine, throughout the world, all the conditions of which is because of our actions, and let us now start correcting our actions. And forget everything else. The same iman, amal, but the required, what passes the test by Allah, that level. Then Allah will do everything else. So when the further explanation of this ayat, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that when this happens, that the most a person gains closeness to Allah, his iman and his amal is saliha, are through the fara'id. all the things which Allah has made for us. That is the greatest way. Now take our faraiz alone. How many of us who fulfill our faraiz? What portion of the ummah, percentage of the ummah makes namaz? And those who are making namaz, what kind of namaz? Are we doing it properly? Are we making that namaz which Allah Ta'ala calls Inna Salata Tanha Anil Fahshai Wal Munkar? If our namaz is namaz, there should be no guna in our lives. Eyes guna, tongues guna, our anger, all that, it shouldn't be there if our namaz is namaz. But we know our condition, so our namaz is still not namaz. That's why we are doing all this. Namaz is that namaz which Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Mu'mineen have become successful. And falah, every type of success. Dunya, politically, economically, educationally, everything. Who? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who have got خَاشِعُونَ. Concentration, devotion in their namaz. So check our namaz. Is our namaz like that? Have we got that concentration in namaz? We just made Isha now. We made sunnahs. We made perhaps inshallah nafal also. Whatever namaz is, how much concentration we had of Allah Ta'ala. Our outward postures by and large are still not correct. So all that has to come in order. Then Allah Ta'ala will do everything. So our faraiz are the greatest means to gain closeness to Allah. But then it doesn't stop there, it starts there. Mm-hmm. When our faraiz are in order, which we are still completely, we haven't started still doing our faraiz properly. Ramzan just passed, we kept roza, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, all of us kept them. Perhaps somebody was ill, something he must, perhaps some roza was. But we all kept our rozas. But there's rozas also. Those are the faraiz. How many of us kept proper rozas of the eyes? Roza is kutiba alaykum, Allah, on top of you. On every part of you, rozas have been made for us. Rozas of the eyes, how many of us kept? Rozas of the tongue, how many of us kept? Rozas of the ears, of the mind, all that, how many kept our rozas? So all the faraiz. Our zakat, many give their zakat in Ramadan. Now, how many of us gave our zakat properly? All the other faraiz which are upon us. And then in the faraiz, which our friend Yusuf Gundiwala explained, Allah put it in his heart. And while he was giving a talk, he said that we kept our rozas in Ramadan, in the talk was in Ramadan. We making our namaz. Which other faraiz are there? Somebody said zakat. He said, yes, zakat is there. Which other faraiz is there? Then nobody said anything. So he said, one other faraiz is to have the quality of hilam, tolerance, to be able to absorb, that you don't do anyone anything wrong, and the whole world do you wrong, and you don't take any notice of it also. We also, yeah, we must understand that Quran Sharif says, As-sinnu bi-sinni, al-aynu bil-ayni, wal-anfa bil-anf, was-sin bi-sin. To take your revenge, you are fully permitted. It's 100% in the hadith. It comes also that anyone has done you wrong, you can take your revenge. But those people who take and want to take their revenge, and if it is because of your nafs, that is haram. You take your revenge, Allah has permitted you. And Allah has permitted you to take your revenge. But they haven't not smelt also. The thought from far away did not even pass us. There is a more higher stage than forgiveness. You can take revenge, you are permitted. But much, much more higher is that you forgive. And there's also revenge. There are also different stages. One, you just at the time you are angry, you also shouted out something. You also retaliated or something. So that is also permissible. Within a human, that's human nature, that will happen. But then it doesn't linger on. And you don't plan and plot more. You just leave it to that extent. But so much you are, and you won't be to be taken to task what instantly just came out from you. But a much more higher level is that also didn't come across you. That you didn't even get cross. You didn't even think of it. So much that level of tawadu and humility that you don't even know you're existing. You don't even know somebody did wrong to me. They didn't pay you. You don't even take it as anything whatsoever. So that level is very high. And that is the level of hilm, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. And it's also for us to acquire this. Not only for us to do our what we think our faraiz, we haven't thought of the other faraiz also. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said to the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, but I not inform you of that person's high stages, who is more than a person his whole life, whole night he makes ibadat, whole night. Every day he keeps roza. Somebody whose stage is even more higher. Sahaba were those who were keen to know. He said, please do inform us Allah's Rasul. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who exercises hilam, who has got this tolerance, who has got this humility, humbleness in him. And it's not that we think I got humility. And I think that I've got this. But the minute somebody does wrong, then we see, we just flare up. And even not wrong. What isn't our right? We thinking it was our right. They didn't give us our right. Now we are very cross about it. That they didn't fulfill our right. And it wasn't our right in the first place also. For example, even in the family, there is some function. They didn't invite you. It's not for us for them to invite you. But now you are offended. Why didn't they? It wasn't your right in the first place also. So that person who has got this hilm is more his reward position by Allah than the person who whole life makes namaz, whole ibadat, whole day. He keeps roza every day. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, must I not inform you of somebody even more higher than him? Now who could that be who is even more higher? And yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in form of the reward, which means it's unlimited. It's undescribable. Like Jannat, la aynun ra'at, which an eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard of, so high is that level. And that is that person who exercises hilam with regard to his wife. And we should also remember in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. We have made all of you, some of you for the others, all of you for one another, we made them a test for one another. Husband is a test for the wife, how he behaves, how he carries on, the wife has to tolerate. Her wife is a test for the husband. The boss is a test for his workers. They feel this boss is a, what kind of a boss is this? The workers are a boss for the boss. The workers are a test for the boss. That the boss says, what kind of workers? Today you don't get workers. There are no workers. They are tests for you. Everyone is a test for one another. Everyone. The government is a test for the people. The people are the test for the government. Allah says, I've made it like that. You will be tested. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. How beautiful Quran is. Quran says, where can we get? And then Allah says, when this is the case, أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Will you people make sabr? Will you tolerate one another? Will the wife tolerate her husband? Will the husband tolerate her husband tolerate his wife? Will you all tolerate one another? That is what is true. Sabr. And sabr, everywhere the application is different. And then Allah Ta'ala says, remember also, وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. Allah is watching. All what's happening now, he made the stairs, he put it out there for everyone, and now he's watching who is going to make sabr, who is going to look after, fulfill the rights of one another, and who is going to claim their rights, etc. So this is, that's what we have to. So by faraiz, we will get the greatest closeness to Allah. But faraiz are limited. We can't make more than 2 faraz of fajr per day. If you want to make more, you'll make israq. It's nafal. You can't make another 2 faraz. You can't make 2.5 faraz. You can't make 2¾, 3 rakats of faraz namaz. Faraz is only 3. Zuhar faraz is only 4. You can't add to that. All the faraz are limited. Then all the wajibat are limited also. Our normal namaz wajib is our witr. 3 rakats. We can't go and make it 4. that we say I don't like odd numbers, I like even numbers. So I'll even up my witr. I'll make four. We can't. Sunnat-e-Muqaddah is limited. We can't do more. Then Allah Ta'ala says, a person keeps on getting closest to me by nawafil now. So now that is the opportunity we have got. Ramzan, Allah gave tawfiq, many tried. And we tried to excel. We tried to do our nafal more. And mashallah, good reports are coming from our satis also, how they spend Ramadan. And even better report that they praising some others how they spend, how we saw they were spending their time, how lot ibadah they were doing. This is a real achievement, that a person's eyes are not on himself, it's on others. Most of us will report ourselves, I made this ibadah time. But those who Allah gave the eyes to see the ibadah of other people, that is a much more greater and higher stage. So anyway, that was done now. So we did all whatever nafal we could do. So this was an opportunity Allah Ta'ala had given to us. Also, that now, there are many of us, if I ask to pick up hands, perhaps everyone will pick up hands, who will wish that Ramzan must be the whole year. That we will wish perhaps, outwardly all we will say, inside maybe a different story, but had we experienced the real taste of Ramadan, it comes in the hadith, my ummah will wish that the whole year must be Ramadan, because it is such a month. So what is that? Our faraz was limited, our rozas, we couldn't keep 31, and if it had to be a month of 29, we couldn't even say, no, I want to finish 30. It was only how much Allah Ta'ala had fixed for us. More than that we could not do. So, and now we want to, if we want to, and look at our deen, Allah Ta'ala, the mercy, the kindness of Allah, the great, beautiful deen, that even if you don't want the whole year to be Ramadan, we will make the whole year Ramadan for you. And so easy, that just keep the 6 rozas of Shawwal. Person who keeps the 30 rozas of Ramadan, the minimum increase is by 10, the minimum. So that is 300. And 6 rozas of Shawwal also multiplied by 10, 60, 360 days a day of the year. The solar year, 365 days, and a little bit different. And the lunar year, 355 days, with some variation. So 360 is the average. So by just keeping the 6 rozas, whole year's rozas we have kept. Our whole life can be in Ramadan. You wanted whole life to be Ramadan, but you got your limitations, you got your nafs don't want to pull with you. You feel it hard, whole year Ramadan. But we will, what you wish you would like to have, that wish also we will fulfill it. So just keep our 6 rozas. Now, out of Ramadan, don't stop with all our ibadah. Carry on now, at least 6 rozas. And then again, they are not required even all at one time. Spread them out. Keep for 3 weeks, Monday and Thursday. Monday rozas are more virtuous. Thursday's rozas are more virtuous. There you keep your 6 and you can even make it 8 if you want to. And get into the habit. When you kept for 3 weeks, Monday, Tuesday, one more week, another Monday, Tuesday, carry it on then. Whole year keep Monday, Tuesday. How fortunate. And how virtuous won't it be for a person who keeps that. And if you want to, then after that you don't want to keep Monday, Thursday, you don't want to keep 6, 8 rozas, then keep Ayyam-e Bid, 3 days rozas. 3 days rozas is like the whole month's rozas. And there are special virtues, special benefits of keeping Ayyam-e Bid. Those 3 days, 13, 14, 15, with the moon, a full moon, it has got lot of effect on us also. So the rozas of those days, in every aspect, health-wise, emotionally, every way, those rozas have got a great effect. And 3 rozas times 10, 30, so it's like whole month you are keeping rozas. So your whole year you have kept rozas. So easy to keep all the time. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, let us carry on. And then the Quran Sharif tilawat, mashallah, there are those who have completed 1 khatam. Others made 2 khatams, others made 5 khatams. There are, mashallah, those who made a khatam a day. Every day a khatam also. And in the ummah, there were those who made, in Ramzan, every 2 khatams a day. Plus the khatam of Tarawih. 61 khatams. And not long ago, Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Amir of Tabligh Jamaat, but all his other work also, 61 khatam. And then he says, I only manage 61 khatams. So, our Quran tilawat. It mustn't happen where our bookmark we put end of Ramadan. Now next year Ramadan, we carry on there. And always just check there where it was. Now Quran tilawat is such a thing must carry on throughout our lives. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa tilawat al-Quran la tatrukuhu fi ayya hal, o kama qal. The tilawat of Quran in any condition, don't give it up. And the normal which is for a non-hafiz, one supara a day. For a hafiz, three suparas a day. Let us try and do that. And see then the barakat. And then again, Quran Sharif tilawat, what is it? It must be done with tadabbur. Especially for those who are ulama and they understand the meaning, read the Quran Sharif with the meaning in mind. And then see what Quran Sharif will give us. As one alim explained, when he started his bayan, I'll now dive into the sea of the Quran and I'll come up with jewels and pearls and present them to you. So every tilawat of Quran, in fact in Fajr particularly, Maghrib, Isha, when the Imam makes qira'ah loudly read, it's what a bayan it is. The Jummah khutbah, especially for, it's not a time for a nap. It's not a time for our 40 wings. What messages are given there? And mashallah, the Jummah khutbahs which are compiled by great, great ulama also. And everyone has his taste, his zawq. And what hadith they have presented, which you, then you remember, oh, this hadith, yeah. But way in the past, way in the archives it is. Yeah, today I got to listen to it. This point here, that point, it just enriches you. And you, and when you are enriched, you are enriched. You are rich now. And when you are rich, you know how rich you feel. So this all Allah Ta'ala has given us. So tilawat of Quran Sharif, all this comes in the nawafil, by which we can become closer and closer to Allah. The zikr of Allah Ta'ala. It mustn't happen, Ramzan we are making some zikr. Now whole year no zikr again. All the other nafal ibadah, it won't be at that tempo of Ramzan, but let it carry on. All this must, and let next year's Ramadan be much more better than this year's Ramadan. No matter how much I enjoyed this year's Ramadan, I never had a Ramadan like this in my life. Let next be even more better. And when finally Maut will come, then we will see the enjoyment of Maut. A person who worked for it, and he worked hard for it, so much so that he got tired working for it, and his Maut comes, and the relief he'll get now. And when he'll be in the qabr, and all the great welcome, and all the great, and all his good deeds in the form of the hurul in there, in the form of the fruit and the enjoyment and every, all the great enjoyment there, it will be only enjoyment. So this is the time to engage in all this. So let not it happen that Ramzan is gone now, we close the door, and now we are back again to all our rubbish and all our stupid things again. No, let that carry on. And more important than our ibadat, Ramzan really was لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. One of the interpretation of taqwa, to give up guna. And many tried. We gave up guna in Ramadan. So now let it carry on. Let us not go near any guna. Guna is the worst thing in our lives. We have got no other real enemy. Our own gunas are our enemies. And when we commit gunas, Allah uses our enemy now to come and harm us. It is not that they can come or they want to come. It is our gunas that cause it. Our gunas make us weak, imani, as far as iman. Then shaitan gets the better of us. We know like youngsters usually, they have what we call peer pressure. And there is a peer, and he puts pressure on the others, and those are the weaker ones who listen to the peer. But if any one of him, the followers, turns against the peer, and he becomes strong, the peer then goes backwards. And all this, the peer pressure, what is it? Which way are they forcing you to do something? They putting pressure on you. Now you also behaving, how they want you to behave, like a wild hooligan, youngsters, whatever wrong they are doing, you also must join. And now you're just following the club. And you're just joining with everyone. You are now part of the club. You don't want to do it also. But you just fell prey to it because of that. And what power has that person got? You got all the power not to join, not to do what he wants to change from there, go into a different environment. You can do it. And that is what our thinking is, that people got some power. And Shaitan is our biggest peer sap. And he, the peer pressure of Shaitan. And all the time he's telling us, do this, do that. And he himself, and Shaitan's peer pressure, Allah categorically, Nasr Quran, Allah states, Inna kaida shaitani kana za'ifa. All the planning and plotting of Shaitan, very weak. Allah said za'ifa. And Shaitan himself will admit it. When on the day of Qiyamah, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. I had no power over you. All I could do this, look here, say this, get angry, retaliate like this. I could only tell you. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Shaitan hasn't got this power as we are sitting, for example, here, that by force he picks you up and goes and puts you into a brothel. He goes and puts you into a soccer stadium. He can't. All he'll put a thought in you. That is all. So when he is so weak, you just tell Shaitan, speak to him, that I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not your follower. I'm not your murid. I'm not your... you don't pay me. You don't do anything. I'm not listening. And immediately Shaitan will go away. But when we act weak, anyone, if we are two people are having an argument, a crook comes to your house, you act weak, then he takes advantage of you. How many crooks came to the house and they went forward? Shoot me if you can shoot me. My life is not in your hands, it's not in your gun, it is in Allah. That crook got frightened. And he started going back and he had many cases like that. One Maulana who came from overseas, he was here in Joburg, Hillbrow or somewhere in a hotel, in this flat. So could knock on the door, open, crook with a gun. He went forward and he told him that my life and death is not in your hands. My life and death is in Allah. And he's walking up to him. And he says, shoot me if you can shoot me. Go ahead, shoot. He ran for life. He ran with the gun in his hand and he ran for life. But when we act weak, then the opposite party. So with Shaitan also, just be firm. And it's a small thing to do, but we don't do it. Whenever these temptations come on the phone, we want to see something, some woman walking, or we want to chat with a woman or anything, just be firm and Shaitan will go away from us. So staying away from guna. Ramzan, to some degree, we did stay away from guna. But let us not now go back again. Let us not be like roller coasters. That Ramzan, we were on a high and now we go again right down. Many of us, one thing is that Ramzan, we exerted ourselves many, mashallah. So you catch up now on sleep. You are tired mentally, physically. So you feel down. But let that be only at the most for a week, 10 days. Then come back again. Once you have got your sleep, you are mentally fit again. Physically, you are fit. Let us get back to our ibadah. And let us now, main thing, stay away from guna. And then, farais, that the barakat of Ramzan, let us do our farais properly. And by that, Allah will declare His love for us. And then with nawafil, become closer, so much closer, that Allah says He becomes the eyes by which I look, the ears by which I hear, the hands by which I hold. The meaning of that is, now Allah controls all this and you don't look at haram anymore. Nafil will give us that power to stay away from all haram. Then we will stay away. And the other is that Allah Ta'ala puts barakat in all those things. Harun al-Rashid's son, the great king, very pious, and his son even at a more higher level. He even left the kingdom, that you people are too much in dunya. Though his father, as a king, was making 100 rakats of nafal namaz.
Today, which buzurg makes a few nafal namazes? But as a king, he should make 100 rakats of nafal namaz. And his son was even at a higher level. So anyway, when he went and worked, the person who employed him, Abu Amir, a great buzurg also, he saw that he made his condition, and with such conditions, he thought, I'll get no work done. Namaz time, I make my namaz. And not just habdash namaz, properly and that. So what work is going to, whole day he's going to be making namaz all day. And he's got all his other conditions. But he saw, he did 10 people's work. Now when Allah puts barakat there, then he saw, then he hid away the following week to see how he worked. When he wants to put the brick on its place, it comes by itself. He's just like supervising there. And once the dagger, the mortar to come, it comes by itself. Everything just happening. Allah will do our work like that. We be man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. Then this does not negate asbab. Asbab we can use. We are told our deen is a beautiful deen of asbab also. But Allah will make it that you won't have yaqeen first of all in asbab. And Allah will make it without asbab, all your work will also get done. Like the Sahaba, they crossed the seas without boats, without bridges, they crossed. And a group of 3,000 went and fight an army of 200,000. And you can't call that any asbab. 3,000 people and 200,000. Try and work out percentage what ratio you get. But and how Allah gave them victory. And not one, two occasions, but this was all when they made effort on Iman and Amal. And that came in reality. Allah granted all. So after now Ramadan, let us not now just go back to, let us build up more. And we try and work to that level that we fit in that category. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. And then Allah will do our work. Sayyaj'alu lahumur rahmanu wudda. And Allah then by nafal, we carry on. And so also one thing, which comes in most of the hadith kitabs, a chapter, Babul Iqtisad fil Amal. That you mustn't go to extremes in making amal. So many ulama make bayan on this also, sometimes a Jummah bayan also. And everyone then interprets it himself. Some people will think 5 times namaz is being extreme. So I only make now Maghrib namaz, for example. Or I can manage only another namaz. Or that everyday namaz is too much. You mustn't be extreme. Friday namaz is enough. Or somebody will say Eid namaz is enough. So this doesn't apply at all in the faraiz, in the wajibat, in sunnate muakkada. That we all have to do. It applies in the nafal. And we already want to take the laxity that you mustn't be extreme. When we haven't started also. Our Zohar, 12 rakats, 2 nafal, we're not making. Asar, 8 rakats, we're only making 4. We haven't started and we say you mustn't go to extreme. Hey, when you start, and to that level you go, one sahabiyat, she fastened a string to herself. That when she feels sleepy, she mustn't fall down and sleep. Now, how much ibadat was she making? Those 3 people, sahaba who came, and they spoke about, I will never get married. I will keep rosas every day. All ibadat so much. When we reach that, then we can think of now moderation in ibadat. But we haven't started already, and already we're thinking, no, you mustn't do too much now. You must have moderation in your ibadat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that our Ramadan may al-taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. And the sign of that qabool is that now these things come in our life. Not that it goes away, we send it away with Ramadan. No, it comes in our namazah quality we improve. Our tilawat we improve. Increase also. All our zikr, all our other ibadat we carry on. And we can get whole life the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. Just by making the tilawat of Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarakal Ladhi. Tabarak al-Ladhi in the Hadith Sharif is called Surah Waqiyah also. The surah that will protect you of azab in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah. And it is also called Surah Munjiyah that protects you, gives you protection. So we read that between Maghrib and Isha, you get the sawab making Laylatul Qadr. So your Laylatul Qadr is not only in the last 10 nights, not only in the odd nights of the last 10, but your whole life is your Laylatul Qadr. So Allah has made it that we like to have Ramzan whole year. Easy way, Allah said, it's just like Allah really loves you. And He said, you like it, and I know you are weak, and I know you just making a show, and you saying you want whole year Ramzan, but I'll make it for you. And so easy, Allah says, that your whole year will be Ramzan. Just by these few things, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.